Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hey, it's Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point. Poll workers, elections officials across the country, yes, they are some of the heroes of Election 2020. So we talked to 35-year-old Elizabeth Saunders. She served 5 years in the United States Navy, and last Tuesday, she served her country again by being a poll worker in Tulsa, Oklahoma, specifically Precinct 24 in North Tulsa.
As a veteran, I don't really care who you were voting for, just that you are there showing up to actually engage in, you know, your civic duty to have your say in how this country is run.
This was Elizabeth's second stint as a poll worker. When she walked into the Sheridan Avenue United Methodist Church at 6:30 a.m. on Election Day, Elizabeth admits she was pretty nervous.
It was really exciting for me to see such a huge increase in first-time voters in Tulsa. Some of them were 18 and it was the first time they could vote. Some of them were 60 and it was the first time they've chosen to vote. We had a girl who came in with her parents and they were just so excited to help her vote for the first time, and they were cheering and clapping, and that was exciting for everybody who was there. I really expected it to be a very kind of day fraught with a lot of anxiety and a lot of maybe harsh conversations while we were working. As a veteran, I am comfortable around weapons, but I'm not used to living somewhere it's an open carry state. And I know you can't carry guns to the polls. However, we were in a church room with no windows, so we didn't know what was on the outside of the door when we had to go do our perimeter check or our walk around, just to make sure that people who were in line were being treated properly and that there was no one intimidating voters and that kind of thing. Fortunately, we never had any issues with that, but you don't know what's on the other side of the door when there's no windows. So, you know, when someone would go out to do the check, you know, it was just keeping an eye, making sure that, hey, you know, if you're not back in a few minutes, we're going to come check on you. What's on the other side of the door? When we first opened the polls at 7 a.m., it was obvious the ballot counting machine that sits on top of our ballot box was not working right. And so there's provisions for that, which is there's an emergency ballot box that you can put the ballot into. It's secure. Nobody can get into that. We were instructing people to just deposit their ballots into that box while we waited for a technician to come out. And a woman and her husband came in, and when they got those directions, they just got really upset, saying, my vote's not going to count. You're not going to count my vote. This isn't okay. Have you told everybody that the machine's not working? You have to inform people. She got very, very emotional about whether or not her vote was going to count and whether or not everyone who had voted before her was going to count. Just for me, it was very hard because I'm kind of a very security conscious person, and, you know, having some security training, you look for the indicators that something might become a heightened event. And what does that one person who's upset then turns into two, turns into three? And in the social media world, you know, that could be a really hostile situation very quickly. So I think a larger problem is the education system we currently have, which is teaching people that there's only one answer to a multiple choice test. We don't teach people how to have a discussion and how to engage in a dialogue. And that problem is going to persist until the education system changes. And that carries into political conversations where there's only one right answer for a candidate. It's not that we can have a discussion about topics and issues. And I think until we can solve that problem, we're going to continue to see a lot of the things that we've seen over the past few months in this country.
That's Elizabeth Saunders. She served for 5 years in the United States Navy, and last Tuesday, She served again as a poll worker in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you know someone who you think deserves a special shout-out or special recognition for the way they served their country this year, give us a call at 617-353-0683. And if you haven't yet, you know I'm gonna nag you, as always. Press the subscribe button. Thanks a lot. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll talk to you again.